streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sis. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you already know who's in the building. We rocking with you every day, 8:30 p.m. West Coast time, 11:30 p.m. East Coast time. We got a great, great show for you tonight. And without further ado, I'm going to bring our great guest in. He's going to formally introduce himself, and we're going to get rocking. Hey, hey, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Boyd, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the viewers, and we're going to get straight to the interview.
My name is Sean Reck. I'm a television and movie director and producer based in Cleveland, Ohio.
My man. Now, I'm going to get right to you, man. I've been keeping up with you about a case that you kind of helped solve and bring light on that case with the brother that was in prison. Can you shed a little light on that to the viewers?
Sure. It happened in Chicago, Illinois in 1982. This is a really old case. And there was a young couple, Jerry Hillard and Marilyn Green, and they were killed in Washington Park in the south side of Chicago. And the police came in, did an investigation. There were a lot of witnesses. Six people saw a man everybody knew in the neighborhood named Anthony Porter. They saw him kill those two people. So the police arrest him, put him on trial. He ends up getting the death penalty, and he served about 17 years, and then Northwestern University had an innocence project that got together and decided they were going to save him. They didn't think he did the crime, even though those witnesses saw him. So they went out and reinvestigated the case and basically fabricated a case against a new guy. And they were going to get their guy out by getting a new guy, not only, you know, arrested, but they actually talked him into confessing. Got him all confused, talked to him in the morning. He had been doing drugs for 2 days straight. His name was Al Story Simon. They went to him and told him that everybody had told on him, and that his ex-wife said she saw him do it. And they kind of manufactured a case against him. He stood there and thought his goose was cooked. And they said, but look, here's the good news. You're only going to do a couple of years. So save this man's life. Go in and plead guilty. You're only going to do a couple of years. We're going to get you a movie deal and a book deal.
Wow.
And you're going to make millions of dollars. And he was so confused and so brainwashed by the end of this. And by the way, they came in his house at gunpoint and did this. These are not police. These are just civilians. So he went ahead and pled guilty. And then after he was in jail, he's like, what did I just do? And basically what we did was tell the real story of what happened and explain that the police got it right the first time. And the end result was this man was released in November of 2014. The prosecutor reevaluated the case and realized he couldn't have done it, and they let him out. So basically the Innocence Project of Northwestern University framed an innocent man to get another one out and save him from the death penalty. It's a crazy case. It's called A Murder in the Park, and it's on Showtime right now.
Yes, yes, yes. And then let the viewers know if you got a website or anything they can go to and review the great work that you're doing.
Well, if you go to Showtime's website and search for A Murder in the Park, you'll see the trailer and all the Showtimes. You'll be able, if you're a Showtime subscriber, you'll be able to watch it on demand. And also, if you go to transitionstudios.com, you'll see a couple of the other movies we're working on. We're pretty much making a name for ourselves, I think, in the wrongful conviction, wrongful sentencing, and over-sentencing of certain people in this country, trying to fix those cases.
Oh, man. That's beautiful, my friend. So do you want to talk about something that you're working on now that's going to be a great documentary that's coming up? I want you to bring that up. I didn't want to bring it up. I wanted you to speak on it. So I'm going to give you the floor.
That's fine. I appreciate it. That's fine. And this is something, Rob, that obviously you lived it, you know, and you were there for a lot of this. But in Detroit in the late 1980s, as some of these very large groups were getting into the crack game, like the Chambers brothers and Johnny Curry and his brothers and people like that forming these, and I think you guys had some involvement too back then. That's what you left and walked away from when you fixed your life, but kind of a minor player. Named Rick Worshi Jr. His nickname was White Boy Rick. He lived in the hood, and he became friends with Johnny Curry, and he wasn't a very big deal, but when Johnny Curry went down and was caught, Rick kind of took a few of his customers, and the news media got a hold of the story, heard that this white kid was this 15-year-old white kid was selling dope, and they kind of started covering him on the news and made him look a lot bigger than he was. So he ended up getting popped and went to prison as a juvenile for a nonviolent drug offense at 17. So you think, how long is someone going to do as a juvenile? 2-3 years. If they charge him as an adult, he might do 6 or 8 years. Well, he was arrested in 1988, and right now, in 2016, he's still in prison because he was sentenced under Michigan's insane 650 lifer law, which meant if you were caught with over 650 grams of cocaine, which he was, they could sentence you to life in prison. They didn't often do it. There were a lot of famous people went up on those charges, and they didn't get life. But this young man, Richard Worshi Jr., got life, and he's still rotting in prison. He's a grandfather. He's almost 50 years old. And he's still in prison for a juvenile, nonviolent offense. And that's insane.
Yeah, and I can definitely agree with you on that. I've been on Rick for a long, long time. I was there before it all even jumped off, Johnny Curry, all us go back to gangbanging days, even before the drug gang really started strong. When they was the BKs down there, And we was the Bishop crew, man, like a Harper. So even before the game even got like that, everybody was gangbanging at first, And then the 80s came in play, and then that's when, that jumped off with Rick, And, we all hated that. Some of did anyway. But like I tell Rick all the time, what you got sentenced of him, a lot of the homeboys is already out. You know what I mean? I got three homies that's been out for like 4 years now. You know, they know Rick too, you know? But they were sentenced under that same law in Michigan. But they home. But Rick and I know, and everybody know from back in them old days, if he would have never even dealt with them people in any kind of way, he'd have been out like everybody else. You know what I mean? But that was one of his pitfalls. That was one of his pitfalls, and he know that. You know what I mean? Me and him kick it, you know what I mean, right to this day, you know, on the email. And, you know, that's the only thing, man. You know, them people played him and, you know, kept telling him and, you know, giving him false hope. You know what I mean? He was young, man. He didn't know all about all certain things. You feel me? He was a scared young kid, man, that took the bait of some people that used him and threw him away, you know, which wasn't cool, period.
You know,
you know
what I mean? Some of those agents, and what you're talking about is the fact that some agents got to him and got him to inform on dirty cops, and he got some cops put
away. You know what I mean?
He got some cops put away, and they promised him they would take care of him for that. And what happened?
And they
was,
fucked him.
Well, they didn't intend the system sure did. The system absolutely.
Yeah,
did,
that's what I'm saying. They messed him over after that, man.
But I'm going to tell you something. The agents who dealt with him feel so guilty that to this day they're trying to get him out. And they're retired. They're off at their ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of their grandkids. And they're still flying to Detroit to speak at his parole hearing. And they came in to be interviewed for my film. They feel terrible. And they really, really,
yeah,
really
they do.
They want this to be corrected, you know. So,
yeah,
I mean, if
they should.
Who on earth?
And I appreciate
who's gonna
that.
Cooperate? Yeah, who's going to cooperate with the FBI if they see what happened to this guy? You know, so
hey, thank
I mean, who,
you. That's,
who in their right,
that's the whole point.
Who in their right mind is going to help those people?
Right. You know, they're going to say, man, if I'm finna do life, just give me life then, because you're going to give me that anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I might well do a life sentence. And they told on nobody with great dignity here, and all the homeboys got love for me and everybody else because I kept it quiet, you know what I mean? But they you know, this is just fucked up back in the day. Excuse my language, my brother. It was just messed up back in the day because I seen it all firsthand, how it all unfolded, you know? And
he
got a raw deal, man.
Boy, I'm interviewing a guy next week who admits to killing 30 people, and he's out. He's out.
Right.
And
you feel me?
Yeah, and Rick is in there for a non-violent juvenile drug offense.
Period. Yeah, Rick wasn't no violent cat, period. Little Rick wasn't violent at all. You know what I mean? He was just, you know, just trying to, you know, move with the crowd. You know what I mean? But, you know, when the crowd got cut off, you know, he got caught up in the shuffle. Well, that's what that was back in the day, you know? And a lot of cats is sitting back now that got him in there. You know, like you said, the FBI agents that, you know, put him like that, man. They want to help now because, shit, he done did enough damn time. You know, he ain't finna come home and do shit wrong. Trust and believe that.
He did three or four times the time he should have done.
Yeah, man, you know. So anything else that you would like viewers to know, you know what I mean, that you got coming up, you know, I know you got a whole lot of things on the floor because I follow you, you know, when I'm sitting still. But let the viewers know anything else on the floor.
Well, I'll tell you what, if any of your viewers know of any really bad wrongful convictions in which someone can be proven innocent and you can prove that the prosecutors did not look at all the evidence, you know, we'd like to hear about it. You can go to transitionstudios.com and go to the contact page and let us know about these cases because, you know, we're looking for more. We're going to do two or three of these films a year where people don't deserve to be in or they're innocent. And, you know, we're one of the few filmmakers. We actually did get a guy out, and everybody told us it was impossible, but we did get a guy out, and we plan on getting more guys out. So transitionstudios.com, tell us about these cases, and we will do our best to try and help.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, my friend. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and promote this radio show after we get through with the show and it go to the iPod. Then I'm going to just thought on there and let people start, you know, listening and reviewing this interview right here, because it's an honor to have people on the show that's doing and giving back and helping other people, because everybody in prison don't deserve to be in prison. You got a whole lot deserve to be there, but some is just in their own bopped up charges. You know what I'm saying? So that's a great thing, my friend, you know?
Yeah, boy, the justice system doesn't have a reverse gear, so we got to do it for them.
Oh, no, sir. Exactly. You know what I mean? Because some of them retire and know they done did a bad case. You know what I mean? And I think that's crazy, man, that you go to your grave, a man or a woman is sitting on a life sentence because you were so ornery to say, hey, I made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? And that's done happen in several cases out here.
And you know what, your viewers, if they want to see one other case that's the, one of the worst ones I've ever seen, we're working on. His name is Cleve, C-L-E-V-E, Heidelberg, H-E-I-D-E-L-B-E-R-G. Look up that name, and you'll see a man who was convicted of a cop killing he didn't do, and he's been in prison for 45 years. That's another one we're working on right now.
My man, that's beautiful, my friend. So is there any other information you would like to get the viewers before we go?
Nope, just let us know if you have any cases. Keep an eye on our website, and you follow A Murder in the Park, the film site on Facebook, and we put a lot of information there about our other cases. So we'd really appreciate hearing from everybody.
All right, that sounds good, my friend. So, hey, we appreciate you coming by the show tonight and dropping that knowledge on the viewers tonight. And send our love to everybody on your team, all right?
I will. Thanks for having me, man.
Okay, good man. Have a great night.
You too.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're still moving forward. You dig what I'm saying? We had our man Sean on the show tonight. So make sure you listen to this interview when we put it up there. Get a lot of information at what him and his team got going on. And we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all of that. So we're going to get to a few songs right quick.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
I come home to you, loving you down, and still you call me player.
Who that gon' hold you down? Who you callin', he gon' come around? I don't get it, why the f*** you trippin' when you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around?
Baby, are you down like you say you down?
Love like you see love. Struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Blast.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. A 14-year-old boy named Jay. TV missing again. My hat was on top of it. I guess he must have dropped it when. Fuck. I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up, and come into a lie. Hell with school, man. You tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Popped on the bench and people want to stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner, it's rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night. And the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear in it for wanna bounce. Yeah, thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king of my men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing. What I'm doing.
Welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. If you have not got involved with the organization yet, please log on to the website, www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. Get involved with our programs. Get involved with everything we're doing to educate our youth and our adults against things that doesn't bind us into a better life. Check you out tomorrow. Take care. Have a great night. Peace and love.